Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. In the States, it seems like there's a growing effort to, we would maybe say, marginalize faith in public life. So has that affected the work of the Salvation Army, and is it different in some countries more than others?
Well, I think it goes in ebbs and flows. I think that it is true that, of course, mostly governments don't want to carry any label that might create, I guess, problems in the political sphere for one reason or another. I know that in some places, for example, where there has been government funding, sometimes we've had debates about, well, you know, we like the work that you do, but the message that you bring and the faith element, that's something that we want to tone down. I would say, though, that we're perhaps in a period where our governments are realizing the importance of faith in the life of a nation, but both faith and religion in the world, if you look at some of the fault lines that are drawn, and I think wrongly so, unfortunately, we talk about religion. The Christian faith is about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and it's something that we receive, and it really is our own story about how God has touched us. But of course, it becomes polarized in these discussions about religion. And if you look at the fault lines in the world today, I think our governments are very well aware of the potential for good and for bad when those fault lines sort of clash in the name of religion. So, you know, in some areas, yes, we want to marginalize faith. But on the other hand, I think some of our political masters are realizing just how important and how embedded faith and religion is in the lives of individuals and in communities, and they need to take note of that.
And not to mention the amount of good that you provide that's not on the government expense.
Well, you know, I've spent 23 years in the sub-Saharan Africa, and if you took out all of the faith-based organizations, you would probably take out in some countries between 70, 80, perhaps even 85% of the schools and the medical services that still function.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.